Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Sandy, how's class been going for you this semester?
Oh, it's great. I really like your business psychology class, but I have one major concern about the last assignment. You know, the one where we have to interview a local business owner, entrepreneur.
Are you having trouble coming up with interview questions?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I worked on my high school newspaper for years, so I actually have great questions to ask. The thing is, I'm new to the area, and I don't know people off campus. So I was wondering if, well, could you possibly give me the name of someone I could interview?
You don't know anyone who owns a business?
Well, yeah, back home. My next-door neighbors. They own a shoe store, and they're really successful, but they're not local.
Well, it wouldn't be fair to the other students if I gave you the name of a contact. But I could help you figure out a way to find someone on your own. Let's see. Do you read the local newspaper?
Sure, whenever I have the time.
Well, the business section in the paper often has stories about local business people who've been successful. If you find an article, you could call the person who's profiled.
You mean just call them up out of the blue and ask them if they'll talk to me?
Sure, why not?
Well, aren't people like that awfully busy? Too busy to talk to a random college student?
Many people enjoy telling the story of how they got started. Remember, this is a business psychology class, and for this assignment, I want you to get some real insight about business owners, their personality, what drives them to become an entrepreneur.
Like how they think.
And what motivates them? Why did they start their business? I'm sure they'd talk to you, especially if you tell them you might start a business someday.
I'm not sure I'd have the guts to do that. Opening a business seems so risky, so scary.
Well, you can ask them if they felt that way, too. Now you just need to find someone to interview to see if your instincts are correct.